Personality. The immortal man, being spiritual, individual, and eternal, his mortal opposite must be material, corporeal, and temporal. Physical personality is finite, but God is infinite. He is without materiality, without finiteness of form or mind. Limitations are put off in proportion as the fleshly nature disappears, and man is found in the reflection of spirit. This great fact leads into profound depths. The material human concept grew beautifully less as I floated into more spiritual latitudes and pure realms of thought. From that hour, personal corporeality became less to me than it is to people who fail to appreciate individual character. I endeavor to lift thought above physical personality or selfhood in matter to man's spiritual individuality in God, in the true mind, where sensible evil is lost in supersensible good. This is the only way whereby the false personality is laid off. He who clings to personality, or perpetually warns you of personality, wrongs it, or terrifies people over it, and is the sure victim of his own corporeality. Constantly to scrutinize physical personality or accuse people of being unduly personal is like the sick talking sickness. Such errancy betrays a violent and egotistical personality, increases one's sense of corporeality, and begets a fear of the senses and a perpetually egotistical sensibility. He who does this is ignorant of the meaning of the word personality and defines it by his own corpus sine pictore, soulless body, and fails to distinguish the individual or real man from the false sense of corporeality or egotistic self. My own corporeal personality afflicteth me not wittingly, for I desire never to think of it, and it cannot think of me.